Jeremy Tila came in ninth in the 10-kilometer sprint last Sunday, which represented the best result the U.S. has ever had at a Winter Olympics. Tila started the race in the rain, and his skis were almost perfectly waxed for the conditions. But other U.S. medal favorites, including Tim Burke and Lowell Bailey, weren't as well prepared. Halfway through the grueling race, that rain turned to snow, making it tough to shoot and even more difficult to ski. U.S. biathlete Lonnie Barnes also got caught in bad weather at last Saturday's 7.5-kilometer sprint. She says with biathlon, sometimes it doesn't matter how fit you are or how ready you are. Nature sometimes gets the best of you.
We kind of went into these games expecting that it might be different every single day. So you never know what you're going to get, whether you're going to get rain or snow or sleet or sunshine or ice.
Barnes knows. She's competed in biathlon now for about 10 years, along with her twin sister, Tracy. This is her second Olympic bid. She came in 23rd in Thursday's individual 15-kilometer event. Now she's looking forward to Tuesday's relay race.
Relay is probably my favorite because coming from a team sport with soccer, my passion is going out there and competing for a team.
Barnes, like many biathletes in the U.S., came to the sport through a chance encounter. She and her sister competed in various shooting competitions as kids. That's where the Barnes sisters bumped into a biathlon coach who worked out of the U.S. Olympic Training Center in Colorado Springs.
We met this guy who had been working with the U.S. biathlon team at the time, and he told us about it, and we're like, yeah, that's perfect. We'll try that. That should be fun, and it'll be a great way of staying in shape for soccer during the winter, and we just fell in love with it.
Lani and Tracy took to the sport despite its physical and emotional challenges. Try this. Go outside and run around your house as hard as you can for about a half hour, then stop and try and thread a needle. That's kind of what biathlon is like. Barnes will ski as hard as she can around a track. She'll enter a shooting range and either shoot standing or drop onto her stomach in what's called prone position.
When you come in, your heart rate's, you know, 180 beats per minute or more, and you're breathing really hard, and a lot of people think that you try to get your heart rate to drop, but in this sport, the way it's evolved, you don't have time for that. The clock is ticking against you all the time.
She'll relax just enough to fire a .22 caliber bullet at 5 targets. The targets turn white when she hits them.
The first recorded biathlon competitions took place in the late 1700s and were between the Swedish and Norwegian border patrols.
That's Max Cobb. He's the executive director of the U.S. Biathlon Association, and he's been involved in the sport for 20 years.
And they had the ski troops there and were coming up with ways to make the long winters pass. And so those are the first documented biathlon competitions.
It's no wonder European countries dominate biathlon. Barnes says it's the most watched winter sport on TV in Europe.
Europeans, they are crazy about it. We'll get anywhere from 20 to 30,000 spectators at each individual World Cup, even during the week. And it's just amazing atmosphere over there, having that many people cheer you on.
But biathlon in the U.S. is relatively obscure, and the U.S. competitors have suffered because of it. The team has historically lacked funding and resources. Cobb says the program began showing some promise for an Olympic medal back at the Salt Lake City Games in 2002.
We came pretty close, both in Salt Lake and then really close in Torino with Jay Häkkinen missing a medal by a split bullet in the individual 20-kilometer event. But after the Torino Games, the results were so inspiring for the Olympic Committee, they could see that there was a chance for the U.S. to win a medal in biathlon, and that completely changed their approach to working with us.
That ushered in a new era of biathlon in America. The U.S. Biathlon Association hired top European coaches, and the U.S. Olympic Committee increased its support from $250,000 to $1 million a year. Now the men's team has 4 seasoned Olympians, and the women's team is coming into their own. Cobb won't make predictions for the remaining Vancouver Games, but he's confident 4 years from now at the Games in Sochi, Russia, the U.S. will be strong medal contenders.
We've got some wonderful junior athletes coming along on the men's side. We've got good potential on the women's side to develop that as well.
Success in biathlon doesn't happen overnight. It takes years of training. Biathlete Haley Johnson is currently competing in Vancouver. She was introduced to the sport in 1996. She's now 28 and feels that her career is on the upswing. Johnson says winning an Olympic medal would mean more dollars from the U.S. Olympic Committee, money, she says, that would be used to help kids connect with biathlon.
We're a program that it's worth for them to invest in. And so with that money, I think the biggest thing that USBA is excited that they'd be able to do is to invest it into more grassroots programs, because it's a sport that it's difficult to enter in when you're at an older age. Because of the shooting skills, I think it really helps to learn that in an earlier setting.
There are major barriers for kids getting into biathlon in the U.S. simply because there are few cross-country courses with shooting ranges. Cobb says that's why U.S. Biathlon this year is rolling out a laser biathlon program.
So that any ski club in the country that wants to begin biathlon can order a set of mock laser biathlon rifles that only shoot a laser beam and a target that goes with it, and start their own biathlon club right next to their cross-country ski trail.
A ski club in Hanover, Connecticut is testing those laser rifles with kids. If all goes well, U.S. Biathlon plans to offer the rifles around the country, helping develop future Olympic biathletes. In the meantime, the present group hopes to win America's first biathlon medals in tomorrow's men's and women's mass start races, in Tuesday's 6-kilometer women's relay, and in the men's 7.5-kilometer relay on Friday. For Only a Game, I'm Sadie Babbitts.